Good afternoon, my name is Tong Yin, and today I'm going to share with you part of my PhD study. And this part is plant growth and nutrient uptake of Encore Azalea Chauvin in response to a nitrogen availability and container type. For some background information first, we know that during the different time of growing season, when the plants are at their different growth stages, they have actually varying requirements for nutrients during the season. And if for us, knowing the dynamic of the nutrient uptake during the season can really help us to decide when to give the fertilizer the plants actually need. And the not only how much they need, but also the ratio between nitrogen and different other nutrient elements in the plants can give us information about what's the good balance for that is optimal for the plant growth. And something about biocontainer, they've been evaluated to see if they can they are the feasible, sustainable alternative to the traditional plastic containers. And usually research show that they can produce quality plants, but relatively less is known on how they actually can affect nutrient uptake. So the objectives of our study were first to study the pattern of the nutrient uptake by Azalea during a growing season, and also to study the allocation of the nutrient uptaken by the plant and the biomass within the plant. The relationship of nitrogen availability with the uptake of other nutrient elements, and also how our biocontainers influence plant growth and the nutrient uptake in this case. So we use Encore Azalea Chauvin, and starting from 2013 April, at the end of April, we potted this 320 plants, 1 year old liner, into two types of 1 gallon containers. One is a traditional black plastic container, and I abbreviate as P here, and also a biocontainer made of recycled paper. And from May to September in 2013, we fertilized the plants with 250 milliliters of modified Haugland solution twice every week. And this solution either contains no nitrogen or 15 millimol nitrogen from ammonia nitrate, which I abbreviate them as N0 and N15 in the coming slides. So totally we have 16 harvests during the growing season, about every 2 weeks, and 5 plants at this time will be harvested from each treatment. Here I have a picture of this beautiful bicolor plant. It's a very, very dwarf cultivar growing slowly, and they were potted into 100% pine bark under full sun. For data collection, we collect plant growth index and spat readings every 2 weeks before each harvest, and we separate, the plants were destructively harvested and they were separated into leaves, stems, and roots. Each tissue sample was dried, oven dried, and their dry weight was recorded, and then the samples were grounded past the 20 mesh sieve for nutrient analysis. So this experiment was conducted in a completely randomized design with factorial arrangement of the treatments. We have 3 main factors: the nitrogen rate, the container type, and the harvest time. So data were analyzed using SAS procedures. For some interesting results I want to share with you, on this slide in this chart I have plant growth index along the y-axis and our 16 harvest date along the x-axis, so in 2013. And again, N0 stands for no nitrogen, and 15 for 15 millimol nitrogen, P stands for plastic container, and B for biocontainer. The different lowercase letters on the right of the chart in red color shows significant difference with a p-value of 0.05. So in the area in this rectangular frame from September to December, we didn't see any difference of plant growth between container type when the plants aren't receiving nitrogen because they weren't growing at all. That is expected. But when there is nitrogen for the plants, our biocontainer plants had significantly higher plant growth index from September to the end of the season at December. So here you can see the plants, here a biocontainer plants with nitrogen. visually you can tell the size difference with a plant in the plastic container plants. Of course, these two didn't receive any nitrogen. So with dry wave, it shares a similar trend with plant growth index. From September to December, our biocontainer plants, when there is nitrogen, had higher dry weight than those in plastic containers. Again, no difference was between container type when the plants are not having any nitrogen. So interesting in this is that if you see the purple line, which is the plastic container plants with the 15 millimole nitrogen, they stop increase in the dry weight from September and then all the end to December at the end of the season. But our biocontainer plants, they still increased in their dry weight all the way. It seems like they're putting on another flush of growth from September. And such significant difference occurs at December and then last till the end of the season. If we break the total dry weight into three different tissues, either for roots or for stems on the top on the right, or for leaves at the bottom, we both, for all three tissue types, our biocontainer plants, when there is nitrogen, have significantly higher tissue dry weight than those in the plastic container. So if we took the dry weight from one date, and this dry weight are from September 13th, where we start to see the significant difference, we see where this dry weight is allocated. So for those plants without any nitrogen, they have most of the dry weight on stems because they weren't growing, so no leaves or not a big root system. But when there is nitrogen, we see more of the dry weight is allocated to the root system. And here you see the system root system in the biocontainer plants. They have a bigger root system and also a lighter color root represent these newer roots than those in the plastic container plants. And also, a biocontainer plant has more foliage too. For spat readings, I start to increase from May and then to the end of August and then start to decrease. But at the very end of the season, at December, we don't see any difference of spat readings between container type. Just those have nitrogen had higher readings than those had no nitrogen. So we had plant growth index, the spat readings, and the dry weight. Let's take a look at nitrogen concentration in the plant tissues. So if you see that the nitrogen concentration on the left is root nitrogen concentration, actually the purple line represents the plastic container plants. They are the one had higher nitrogen concentration. And for stem nitrogen, for some days, plastic container had higher nitrogen, but some days they have similar nitrogen concentration with biocontainer plants. So in leaves, more either with biocontainer or plastic container plants, they had a relatively similar nitrogen concentration. But at the very end of the season, still no difference between container type, just those receiving nitrogen had higher concentration, also as expected. But if you keep this in mind, we actually see either similar or higher nitrogen concentration in our plastic container plants. And then we go to the next slide where we calculate the nitrogen content by multiplying the concentration in the tissue with the dry weight of the tissue. And then again, in all three types of tissues, we all see higher nitrogen content, starting from the significant difference again start to show from September. So if this higher content did not come from the higher concentration, because we know our plastic container plants actually had a higher concentration, it must have come from the higher tissue dry weight of our biocontainer plants. And generally leaves are higher in nitrogen, and then stems and roots. A total nitrogen content also shared the similar trend with the nitrogen content in each type of tissue. A biocontainer plant had higher nitrogen content and starting from September than those in plastic containers. We also have the samples tested for other nutrient elements. We found higher content of phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and magnesium in our biocontainer plants under the N15 nitrogen treatment. So below I have the example of calcium, where on the left I have the calcium content, again higher content from September in biocontainer plants than plastic container plants. But if you take a look at the chart on the right, where I have the nitrogen to calcium ratio in the plant, so actually they have either when there is no nitrogen, which the blue and red line shows, or when there is nitrogen, the purple or the green lines, they actually have very similar nitrogen to calcium ratios in either type of containers. So again, this confirms the point we just discussed, that our biocontainer plant in this case produce a bigger plant, but we found this higher content of nutrient, and it's not because our container helps the plant to selectively absorb any kind of nutrient, but by creating a bigger plant, so that we found this higher content of all these different nutrient elements in our biocontainer plants. And for summary, the biocontainer we used in our study did increase plant growth and dry weight when there is nitrogen for the plants of for Encore Azalea. And the difference of the plant growth and the nutrient content in the plant between a biocontainer and a plastic container start to become significant from September. Also, higher nutrient elements for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and magnesium content in the biocontainer plants under the N15 treatments compared to a plastic container is due to the higher biomass of the plant in the biocontainers. And generally, our leaves were higher in either nitrogen concentration or the content compared to stems and roots. With that, I take questions. Yeah, his question is, what's the spacing of the plants and if they're grown under full sun? They are under full sun, and the spacing of the container was about center to center, about a feet.
You measure temperature in those two container types?
In this study, we didn't, but we suspect the difference might be caused by the substrate temperature in the substrate, so, and there's also something we look forward to see.